Praised be Jesus and Mary. There are many Catholics who think that St. Peter's is the Pope's main church, but you know, they're mistaken. St. John Lateran, whose dedication we celebrate today, is the cathedral of the Diocese of Rome, where the Bishop of Rome presides. And the first basilica on the site was built in the 4th century. And that structure and its successors have suffered fire and earthquake, plunder, the ravages of war. This basilica remained the church where popes were consecrated until the popes returned from Avignon in the 14th century to find the church and its adjoining palace in ruins. Pope Innocent X commissioned the present structure in 1646, and it's one of Rome's most imposing churches. Beneath its high altar rests the remains of a small wooden table on which tradition holds that St. Peter himself celebrated Mass. Unlike the commemorations of other Roman basilicas, such as St. Mary Major, Saints Peter and Paul, the anniversary of this basilica is a feast. The dedication of a church, any parish church, is a feast, a solemnity for all of its parishioners. And in a sense, St. John Lateran is the parish church and the spiritual home of all Roman Catholics, and because it is the Pope's cathedral. So as we celebrate this year of faith, the Holy Father knows not everyone can make it over to Rome to visit St. John Lateran, but one of the practices our Holy Father grants during this year of faith is a plenary indulgence for visiting the church where you were baptized and to reflect on that gift of faith that we've received and the special grace that we received in becoming members of the church. So on this feast, we thank God for those gifts.